The more Harris worked with the local government of Xavier, the more she knew about local resources, the more threatening the situation appeared. The mining colonies, most of them concentrated on the second largest satellite of the larger gas giant Zalbod, had no defenses at all. Rockhounds, miners who worked the smaller chunks of debris, used little 2-6-person pods for transportation. Nothing could be mounted on them which would affect a ship with shields. There was one antiquated ore hauler, large enough to mount both screens and weapons, if they had had screens and weapons to mount, or if it had had enough power plant to do more than crawl slowly from one orbital base to another.
We have to hope someone's listening back at Sector HQ.
Harris could hope it, but she also knew from experience how civilian reports of trouble could end up at the bottom of someone's stack. She didn't have the current override codes that might have bumped their report up.
Where's Lady Cecilia?
Another horse farm, of course. I have no idea how it can take so long to pick out what she wants, particularly since there are genetic surgeons who specialize in equine design. She told me that. But now she's visiting somebody she calls Marcia and Poots, which sounds faintly obscene. She says she expects to be there several weeks and I'm not to worry. Then she sent all these pictures. And they're just horses. Here we are in real danger and she's worrying about whether this one's hocks or wiggly. I love the woman, but really.
Captain?
Harris leapt up.
Coming now.
When she arrived, all the ex-military crew were clustered there around Kutsudis' screen. They moved over so that she could see.
It's ours.
Kutsudis didn't have to say it. Harris recognized the drive signature herself. She had commanded just such a cruiser.
And another.
That too was familiar. Although cruisers patrolled alone, this would not be a routine patrol. She expected three, cruiser and two patrol ships, and the final signature appeared even as she thought it. A ragged shift out of jump, or appropriate caution, depending on how much trouble the commander had expected to find.
Find out who's commanding when you can. I'll let the Xavierans know.
She turned to her own board and tapped in the code. They'd be relieved to know that the fleet had finally listened, that help had arrived, that their survival didn't depend on one armed yacht and its ex-military captain. And if they weren't relieved enough, she herself was. Those had been anxious days, wondering who would get here first. She knew her limits, even after roses and bagpipe parades.
Captain, it's Commander Garavay.
Kutsudis' expression, which Harris was learning to read, gave some signal she couldn't yet decode. She tried to remember a Garavay and couldn't dredge up anything but the vague impression of the name on a promotion list years back. Maybe the first name would mean something.
Which Garavay?
Deccan Garavay. Captain Levati had, served on the same ship with him when they were both jigs, sir.
Harris gave Kutsudis a long stare, intended to remind him that she was now his captain, and this was no time to withhold loyalty.
Right, Captain Serrano. Deccan Garavay, in the opinion of Captain Levati, would require divine intervention to achieve the moral stature of a child rapist.
Even for Arash, that's strong.
More importantly, while Arash had colorful opinions of many officers, he didn't usually, to Harris's knowledge, share them with his enlisted crew.
It wasn't just that once, either. Captain Levati didn't say much about the details of that cruise, but Garavay was in the same battle group we were during that mess on Patchcock. Son of a bitch blew the second reactor station after the ceasefire. And it was only because the rebels came back with heavy stuff that he got away with it. Nobody noticed because they knocked out the command ship and they had the score.
But you had your own PET scans?
This was something that hadn't made it into the briefings.
Yes, I did. And Captain Levati wanted to make something big of it, but the scan data were tricky. I just figured out how to boost the definition, and it was non-standard. And he wasn't commanding then, of course. He wasn't sure how his captain would take it.
I don't suppose you know where Garavay has been stationed lately.
Harris watched the incoming scan data, but let her mind roll fantasy dice. The probability of a bad captain being in command of a strike group here at such a time, the probability that she and Kutsudis would be here to notice.
Levati suspected this, didn't he?
She didn't look at Kutsudis, but made a private bet on whether he would answer, and if so, in what order. He wasn't looking at her, either. Out of her peripheral vision, she saw his profile, intent on the displays in front of him.
He thought something would blow, yes. It's true that I was in some danger. My modifications of scan technology had become a bit too famous. But he said you were the lightning rod and you'd need some help. unobtrusive help. I don't think he thought about Garavay in particular. Garavay was attached to the Third Ward, Inner Systems.
Third Ward Inner, where Lupescu had been for 8 years before taking over the combat position that had cost Harris her commission. Harris had the prickling feeling all down her back that usually preceded battle.
I am a lightning rod?
Serranos in general, he said. And you in particular. Your aunt, the Admiral, told him—
My aunt? What was she talking to Arash for? Damn it!
Her vision blurred a moment. Then she felt the long habit of control settling back into her mind like a rider on a fractious horse. She glanced around the bridge. None of her crew were staring. They knew better. Kutsudis met her eye for a moment, as if checking to see if she was about to hit him, then looked away.
Never mind. I have never been able to predict, Aunt Vida. Sorry, Esteban. If you have any aunts, you'll understand.
My aunt Estrelita, actually a great aunt on my mother's side. She's not in fleet, or she'd drive me crazy. Every time I'm on home leave, she's prompting an alliance with yet another second or third cousin twice removed. She runs the whole family except for my cousin Jewel, who's just as pig-headed as she is.
Harris wondered if he really had an aunt like that, or if he just made her up on the spot. It didn't really matter. What did matter was that someone, Levati or her aunt or both, had expected her to be in trouble and had provided Kutsudis, presumably, to help her out.
Or get rid of me.
She shoved that dark thought back. No time to worry about that. Instead, she could worry about the choice of Garavay for such duty as this.